Oh my gosh, they came back again. They came back to hang out with us on another episode. Oh my god. Okay, hold on. Guess what? We are going to deep dive into the root chakra. Yeah, that's right. I said it. We're going to deep dive into the root chakra. So, whether you are in the fetal position under your desk eating a Snickers, just done with the day, or you are out in nature, take your shoes off. Plant your feet, wiggle your toes, get rooted and grounded. Buckle up because we are about to start the show. Woo! I think a sacred practice is something that is very valuable whenever you're jumping in feet first to healing. Whenever you've got to a point in your healing where you've been able to sit still long enough and say, all right, it's time to plant the seed. It's time to grow the roots, nurture the roots. It's time to hydrate and replenish and come back to center to self. You know, jumping into the root chakra, the first of the seven that we are choosing to heal and to balance and to really sit with, I would ask Ganesh to grant new perspective and to guide us to recognize our strength and in our wisdom, and to always remember that I am grounded and I am rooted and I am the fire. We are the ones who set the pathway and create for ourselves. And I really believe that getting to do that with you two ladies is going to be a journey in itself. It's going to heal a lot of wounds, and it's going to bring up, you know, a lot of things that we can pull from the shadows and release to the light so we can balance and align ourselves to be exactly who we want to be in this goddess energy. So if you would please introduce yourself and kind of say hi to everybody, to the peeps, to the friends, to the families.
Hello, I'm Christy. Thanks for having me on here. And I am super excited to speak about what I've been doing all week.
Yeah. I'm Misty. I think it's fun. It's Christy, Misty, rewinding.
Hey. Yeah, I love it. Like, in my like, Christy, Misty. Okay, go ahead, Misty. Introduce yourself.
We fit the triangle. I am Misty. I am a teacher mom and been a yoga teacher for a while and just ready to expand more, come to the light. And so glad I met y'all.
Oh, so glad we met you.
Glad met you, yes.
Yeah, I know. So we podcasted last week and we just released it today. But Missy, you couldn't be here because Please tell everyone kind of what you were doing because it's really exciting.
Yeah. Yes, thanks to these awesome ladies. They introduced me to another group of badass business bosses that all have their own businesses. And so the retreat was kind of about to come together and I was to teach yoga and wasn't what I thought. Wasn't going to be like, it's crazy. Each time I'm put in a yoga place, it's all different.
Of course, right. Yeah.
Because, you know, the divine, the spirits, they're like, this is how you're doing this. So I thought I was going to be all slow and, you know, total yoga hippie. Let's go. Let's connect to our root chakra. Everybody lay down. Get on your backs. I know that ain't happening.
And I'm sure it was hot as shit.
It was. We were inside. And I mean, at one point, I was like, all right, bitches, grab your mimosas. And we're going to get in boats. And just basically, and that's what's amazing. When you get a group of women together and you have spirit together, it's going to guide you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's going to guide you where you need to be, how you need to be. And whether that is yoga, like exactly how I've been trained, or you get people centered with what they know, grabbing the mimosa, starting a boat. All right, now we can get settled enough to let spirit in. You may not know we're letting spirit in, but we are by our movements, how we're moving, by the quantity, and how much as goddesses come together.
Yes.
Like, I'm about to start crying because I didn't realize how much that did touch me. And then by the time we were done, we were able to get into you know, our resting pose in Shavasana, you could just see everybody just relaxed and released. And it was cool.
And as you bringing that as your modality, that feels amazing as the practitioner, does it not?
And I never realized I was a practitioner until I was with you guys. And y'all have been pushing me more, and people here have been pushing me more. Walker Wellness, since like, Misty, you are a healer. I'm a what?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's cool because I'm seeing the orbs and spirit, and I can, since I've been around you guys and y'all show me more, and I'm opening up how much just comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The freedom to surrender and receive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have, Christy, you've been having moments like this where you've been surrendering and receiving messages from spirit. And through this last week, even, you know, you said, you know, you had experiences. You want to share that?
Yeah. So, you know, we've been working on our root chakra. And so all week, you know, I've been kind of going through just, you know, reading and, you know, trying to understand myself, getting down to my roots. And so, you know, and I'm just like thinking, man, like, you know, my, where I come from, you know, like my DNA, my family, you know, it's like, it's real. Like I, you know, as I'm doing the work, you know, I'm finding out things. And so it's helping me understand where I come from, you know, and how I am. And so I'm able to release that, right? So, you know, I'm going through this process, you know, and then, so Friday we go out to the art.
The Norman Art Walk.
To the Norman, yeah. And so, you know, we get a free reading, right?
Yes, and can I just like throw out there that this was such a funny situation, like we're healing our root chakra. Okay, so we're doing this challenge, Christy, and where did we end up? What store did we end up in? Are you okay to say?
Does it? Yeah.
Okay. What store did we end up in for a tarot card reading?
An Adam and Eve.
I don't think it could be any perfect store. That is awesome.
So we went with our mentor, yes. And so her daughter was out there selling her jewelry, and so, or her creations, yeah. All of them, yes, her art. And then we ended up in Adam and Eve with all of us there, and but go ahead. So
we just happened to, you know,
stumble upon it, really.
We really did, because the appointments were already booked up, right? Mm-hmm. And so they went ahead and, you know, received me and Holly, but she went in first and then I went in second. But let me flash forward back, you know, sometime in the middle of the week, we have pulled cards, remember?
Yes.
And so we pulled the same card.
Yeah.
So it was, and we shuffled, you know, and then we pulled a card, and it was like an amethyst. It was like, you know, and so.
Amethyst. Yes. We have like amethyst all over the table, by the way.
If y'all could see, then yes.
And it wasn't, we just pulled it. It wasn't even like meant to.
It wasn't a thought.
So, okay. So then, you know, so me and Holly are like, oh, you know. So then, you know, we get the reading. So I'm going back, you know, back to the tarot reading. And I'm going back. And then so when I sat down and she, you know, shuffles and I shuffle the cards. And, you know, and the first card we pulled, and she's like, she looks at me and she's like, are you and that girl connected?
Yes, y'all are.
And yes. I said, the girl that just, she's like, yeah. She goes, you guys just literally pulled the same card, the first card. And I was, you know, my thought was just like, ew, you know?
We know.
Yeah. So I had my reading, you know, my first reading was great. And then she was trying to go back to the reading so she can finish my reading, right? So mm-hmm. She's like asking the questions, but spirit was like, nah. she already knows what she's doing, you know.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, whatever you're doing right here is good. She's like, but we got another message for you. And I was like, okay,
sure.
And, you know, I'm just there. And she goes, she asked me about my parents, and I was like she asked me if they were still, you know, alive, and I said, well, not my mom, but you know. Mm-hmm. And then she asked about, you know, sperm donor?
Yes, thank you.
I'll say it. That's what we was looking for.
Thank you. So, you know, so I'm trying to figure out myself, but, you know, for me, it was a message. I've never had anyone read or had a reading or even had a message about him because, you know, I've never really interacted with him my entire life, you know?
Yeah.
And so then I was just, you know, like, okay. And, you know, it was just a clarity of what was happening. And she was just like, you know, I'm just going to, you know, tell you this and this, you know. And I was like, okay, thank you, you know. So I went about my business, right? So we ended the night. I dropped Holly off. And I'm driving home. And then I'm still, like, that reading was still behind my head. And I was
like, you're still, like, just stewing on it.
Yeah, I was still like, mm-hmm. What was that message about, like? Why is this even coming up? And then I was like, duh.
Root chakra.
Gotta get connected. Like,
yes, you know? And so then as I'm driving and I'm thinking, you know, talking to my mom, like, mom, you know, like, what was that about, you know? And then, you know, earlier, before that happened, you know, we had another experience. So, like, a lot was, and so, like, so I'm driving, and then all of a sudden, you know, I have this one particular song that always comes on that, you know, I know that my mom's with me because that's one of the songs that we play for her at the funeral.
Oh.
So every time that song comes on, I'm like, ah, I know my mom's with me, right? So I'm driving, and I'm on the highway, and then, like, when I'm sitting there trying to figure out, like, that song comes on, and I'm like, oh yeah, I feel you, mama. Okay, I get it. And all of a sudden I hear this, you're safe, you're okay.
Oh,
you know, gosh. you're safe. I got, like, basically saying, like, you are safe. Don't worry about that man. What he did to me has nothing to do with you.
Yes,
you know. And so I was like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the clarity for me because, you know, from the reading, it was like that man was not good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I have little memory of it, but for me to experience that, it's just, I know that my mom is connected to me and I know that I'm safe.
Yes.
I don't have to live in that fear anymore. And this is part of the healing that I was doing because, you know, like, mm-hmm. it took a lot for me to understand that.
Of course.
Because of all the trauma that had occurred and not understand my mom and I understand a lot of things.
And like the cards are saying, light will always win.
Yes.
And you are that light from that horrible situation.
Thank you. Thank you. I received that. Yeah. So that was my experience on Friday. And, you know, I've told you the story when my mom passed. I felt it, right?
Yeah.
So that was part of that.
Yeah. Like, that's how connected you are to your roots of your mother.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think in those moments of when you're having your reading and that, you know, oh, he's so bad, that also triggers those thoughts of, that's part of my roots.
Mm-hmm.
That always triggers that thought. And that's for, you know, us conscious mothers that have kids that are separated from their father that, you know, we're doing it separately.
Mm-hmm.
But always remembering that just because those are part of your roots doesn't mean you have to accept.
Correct.
Exactly. And maybe that's the negative energy that is holding on.
That's it.
We release that and we let that light. So we're connected. Okay. That root can be clipped, like from the tomatoes.
That karmic debt.
Yes. That might be killing this tomato on this bush, but these other tomatoes are living. And so you just chip that root and then go with these other roots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, you can disconnect from that quote-unquote bad version.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I accepted, and I accepted that, you know, and I was just like, you know, my mom was a strong warrior, you know, yes. She was a Leo.
Yes.
Ooh.
Leo bitches.
Yes.
Ooh, fire.
We got Leo now.
You're the fire.
So my mom was a Leo. And so, you know, I was like, she was the lioness. Like she was the protector of everyone. You
I'm
know?
Sorry.
Like,
wait a minute. I think your mom's going to need to be. Sorry. Not Leo bitches. Leo goddesses.
Thank you.
Sorry. Let me rephrase that. I just had somebody just tell me to rephrase.
Rephrase.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's she's funny sometimes.
Yeah, she is.
I lost my concentration now.
So, that's okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's not- okay. So basically you were just kind of like telling us about how your mom was a Leo and she was just fire and she came to you and that's kind of like you can bask in that. And
yes, okay, thank you for bringing me back. yes, so to me it's, you know, being able to be brave enough to make that change, you know, you accept it first, you know, how I was telling you earlier, you know.
Yeah,
you accept it and then you recognize, you acknowledge, you figure out, you know, is this a repeating pattern? Is this a repeating thought? You know? And so, like, this is part of, you know, the healing process. And then it's like, you release it and you let it go and know that the past is already there. That was not mine. The trauma did not belong to me.
Right.
It was not, you know. It was not my trauma to carry. So, you know, energetically, I went in and was like, clearing that out, forgiving, you know, that abandonment issue, that the abusive, you know, this, you know, like energetically, and did was digging deep in there. And I mean, it felt good to accept and to know that that my mom, she was a warrior. Mm-hmm. And she, like I said, she came through me on Friday, and I was like driving home. I was just like, "Ooh,
yeah, that's amazing."
Yeah,
coming from,
I felt good.
Mother, that's a warrior to you. I was raised by my grandmother, and strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
I still think she has some generational trauma she needs to heal, but I don't think she's gonna do that at her ripe old age of over 80.
Well, that's what you're doing, sister.
But yeah,
you're clearing it for everyone.
And that's that hard part. But back to the light, my dad wasn't in my life either.
Okay.
And from when I was little, he was, like, I have great memories of riding on horses with him and like doing all kinds of horse work with him, barrel racing. And then he let his demons control him, got into drugs, and I was protected by that. Mm-hmm. By my warrior, my strong warrior female.
Yes.
And I think maybe that's why we're drawn together sometimes. Maybe the spirits, God, universe, is like, we don't need those men in our lives because those women are now going to raise other strong women. And it's going to be, you know, that correcting the traumas and correcting the generational curses, and we can put so much vibrant and more light into this world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we didn't need those men to hold us down because we had other people to raise us. So I don't really want to bring negative energy in here, but no telling what would happen if they were in our lives. So we didn't have to go through that. We didn't have to go through the traumas that weren't ours.
Right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because he was cut from me when I was 10. Thank God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is, I always say, you know, our warriors protected us for a reason. You know, just from hearing from experience. Okay, speaking from experience and just from the events that I had, you know, this coming last week.
Yeah.
You know, it's like now I understand why I was so protected, you know.
Right.
And so I asked questions, and, you know, it was it was a little different, but it also helped me understand, okay, now I understand why I was so very protective, and I understand why my mom did everything.
Yeah.
She didn't want to go through the same things that I, that she went through, although I still encounter some of that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Maybe, do you think maybe in those moments, like when you think of like, well, I still had to encounter it. Do you think that conscious conversation from your mother might have steered, like, steered you away so that something like you work on today as a parent, like breaking that kind of generational curse where we think that we just have to protect our kids versus mm-hmm. teach them about why this happens and what to look for and things like that?
Yes, I think it's very important because, you know, my kids, you know how, you know, both of you still, you have teenagers.
Yeah.
And mine are adult kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so had I had conscious conversations with my mom, you know, then it probably would have been a little bit different. But, you know, also we had to go through the experiences also to be here, right? So
to be able to offer that to our children.
To be able to offer that to our children. So now that's what I'm working on.
Yeah.
You know, although, you know my situation, you know, there's still one that, you know, it's not there. But, you know, I feel like when that time comes, I'll be already prepared.
Yeah.
And be more of an understanding and coming from more of an understanding, like, now it's time to heal. We heal that root and we break that generational curse. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so when
absolutely.
That time does come, you know, we'll all be having the conscious conversations.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean,
that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What about you? We'll have a...
My week has been full of a lot of shadow work. A lot of shadow work.
Yes.
Is that something that you experienced?
Yes, yes. I've done a lot of shadow work too. So yes.
Yeah. It's really like allowing myself the grace to observe situations that I have swept under that rug on my root chakra,
mm-hmm.
my root chakra rug,
mm-hmm.
is really pretty red rug actually, but I was just kept sweeping everything under it and I couldn't figure out why do I have all these blocks.
Right.
And I sat with myself and I told myself that during this week, just mm-hmm. for this week, I will sit with myself. I will be still and I will allow myself to process. I will allow myself to look at things. I will allow myself to not judge myself.
Mm-hmm.
I will allow myself to see myself and say, hey, you're having a human experience and you're going to experience things during this balance of your root chakra that's probably going to trigger you. And it's up to you to figure out how you want to respond to these things so I can learn and grow. So I can pull it out from that rug.
Yes, yes.
I was like, no more using just this little sweeper. I'm getting a vacuum and like cleaning out this rug.
Clean that shit out.
Clean it out. And so, yeah, exactly. Got my Swiffer out, shit. So the first one that popped up, and I kind of wanted to share because I did a lot of writing. That's something that I did spend time doing, and I'm a very creative writer. I'm not a writer with an expansive vocabulary or that knows when punctuation goes at a certain spot. And so I'm very creative in my writing. So you ladies can
see.
You're
an authentic writer.
Thank you. I'm very authentic. I'm a very creative writer. And so you ladies can see what I've written. Sometimes I put like little fingers and then I do smiley faces. And anyways, so... this quote came to me and I found it and it spoke to my vision of what I did this week. So I embodied a lot of red. I focused a lot of my meditation time, my bedtime and, times where I could consciously be aware, I would focus on the color red. And this quote came to me, and I don't even know how to say the person's name really, but I'm gonna try not to butcher it too bad. But To lose our connection with the body is to become spiritually homeless. Without an anchor, we float aimlessly, battered by the winds and waves of life. Anadoe, Judith? Anadoe, I think that's how you say it. I don't want to butcher it, but I'm pretty sure I butchered it because I don't know how you say it. Anyways, that quote, I was like, oh, hell, here we go. All right, let's go ahead and jump into it. Like, my body. What does my body look like? And what does the word body represent when I think about the root chakra? And so for me, it was my home life and my vessel, my temple. So I was like, okay, I got to unpack these shadows. Like, all right, time to dive in. Mm-hmm. And so I said, there has been this really underlining shadow that I have brought to the surface and I have been working with. And this shadow was connected with my son. And my son and I had a disconnect in our relationship when I was going through thug life, is what I call that journey. Yes. Yes. What I call that version of my life was thug life. And so when I went through that journey, me and my son just kind of butted heads. We're both Aries, guys. We're both fucking Aries.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it's fiery. And he's got a Cancer rising. So he wears his emotions. I mean, Christy, you know. Mm-hmm. He wears his emotions and there's no hiding them. It's like that resting bitch face. But it's just who he is. And that's one thing that I love about my kid. It's one thing I truly admire about him. So I said, okay, well, this is what we're doing. This is what spirit has pulled to the surface for me. And I said, okay, what does that look like? How do I really recognize the work I've been doing? So I want to speak about a huge dark night of the soul that I had when it came to my home roots with my son. He and I had shadows that we avoided like the plague, and it was comfortable until it wasn't. Our chaos was only masked with our coping skills, but never, never head on with a talk about our innermost deep hurts with each other and what happened to us in those moments and of our relationship. I won't break the trust between me and my son about what happened in our conversation, mm-hmm. and the deep healing that went into that. Because that's for him and I, but those were our dark shadows that we were both able to bring to the surface and hold space for each other and heal our inner child with each other, because it gave me the opportunity to be the parent that held space for their child and listened to the damage and to accept it and to say to myself, Holly, you did the best that you could with what you had. And to say from that point on, I will do whatever I can in my power to show my son love how he receives it versus how I know how to show it. I will learn my child's love language so he can feel what I want to give him, and that is unconditional love, mm-hmm. on his level and on his terms. And so that was like what I had been working on since that huge situation arose with him and I. So this is something that I had been working on when you, Christy, came to me and was like, I want to do this challenge and I want to do this root chakra thing. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, because like I've been sweeping under that chakra, that root chakra rug. Right. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you've both bear witness, but I mean, you've been there for a lot of that, Christy. So, right. Okay. So you bringing that to the surface was kind of like, oh, okay. So thank you, spirit, for guiding this thought. And thank you for holding space for Christy and I so we could bring this challenge to fruition, because this is what I was already working on with my son.
That's amazing.
Yes, yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you. And so, basically, what I realized that dark shadow moment consisted of the medicine to start the healing process of the roots between me and my son.
That's amazing. Y'all can heal this now. So when he becomes a young adult, mm-hmm. and adult, it's just going to be, he's going to be such a strong parent and spouse or.
Yeah. It's breaking the curses, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's what we do. That's what we're. But continue.
No, you're right. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's what we have. You know, it's a beautiful thing. And for you to be able to experience this with your son and heal those roots, that get down to the cause of the roots, you know, what caused this and how can we connect back?
Yeah.
You know, and you grow from that and then boom, big, beautiful.
Tree of life.
Tree of life.
Big, beautiful tree of life.
Yeah, see? Yeah. We have one on the table, by the way.
Yes. Yes. And it's an amethyst. Amethyst. Yes. Perfect. Yes. Which is, it's it. That's it.
That's it.
It's so beautiful. You know, it's, what's so beautiful is to allow myself to look at me and observe me and look at Ganesh as we're like sitting here. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, I feel it. Like, we have anchored as these spiritual beings having this human experience. We've anchored our roots. We've grounded. That was what I wanted to do, was to make sure I could anchor for our family and our legacy.
Yes.
That's what I wanted. And that's what I chose to bring to this, you know, integration of our challenge, because, you know, me and my daughter have our own healing, but me and my daughter also go to therapy together. You know, like, me and my daughter, we talk a lot. That's like two flats on a Cadillac. Kind of like, we talk every Friday when we got therapy. Like, we bust it and we talk and we connect and we hold space for each other and we are vulnerable with each other. And we can do that because we have an amazing therapist that holds space for us. So then me and my daughter can come together and anchor in and really nurture those roots between her and I. And I can give her the love that she needs to experience what love feels like.
Yes.
And so that's what we do. And so I wanted to bring Luke and I's healing that we're going through, because that was one that's really new for me. And I know that, you know that, you know, I love my son so much and I want to connect with him and I want him to be such a confident, strong man that is prepared to be a leader, that's prepared to not say, I just want to go have all this fun with all these women. That's prepared to say, I'm going to lead myself into the life I want to live so that I can be a divine masculine for a sacred feminine one day. And that's what I pray, you know, into the universe over my children and over my daughter, you know, to be that sacred feminine, to walk with the divine masculine or walk with whatever divine partner is drawn to them that is, you know, vibrating on that same heart level frequency, you know, that can meet them there. And that's really what I want to do in this root chakra cleansing and balancing. So that was what I did with my home life. That was something that really just spoke to me and I wanted to share because it meant, it meant the most to me. It meant the most that this is where I was going. I was healing with my daughter. I was healing with my son. And then you brought this challenge to me, Christy. And it was like divine timing is always working in our favor and always working on our side.
Yes. And, you know, because like, I was like, you know, because I've been doing a lot of shadow work as well.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll get to me.
No, go ahead, speak.
No, like, I've been, thank you for sharing, you know, because I've been, you know, that's what this was, the challenge was about, you know, doing the shadow work. Like, you know, because we sit with ourselves, and I've sat long enough with myself that I'm like, oh, wait, I got to do the shadow work. I wanted to really understand, you know?
Yeah, I really want to understand.
Like, I've, you know, I feel, it's like I said, it's about accepting, and I've accepted.
Yeah.
And I felt every already emotion, and I'm like, I'm gonna release it, and I want to get to a point where my body does not feel triggers. You know, my nervous system, I'm so
grounded
that I'm always going to be at my calming, grounded level of...
Where your nervous system is not shocked by someone's reaction or by a situation where you mm-hmm. can stay grounded and centered and rooted and say, okay, I will observe the situation and I will decide what needs to happen from this point rather than being like, listen, nope. Yeah. How we want it.
Yeah, like, you know, oh, I'll be like,
yes. Like, I'm ready to go.
Or you can... Or just shut it down.
And shut it down and shut it, you know.
Yes, Google. You had that. You literally had that this week. During your root chakra balance, you had that situation happen where it was like, you were like, I'm about to have to. And then it was like, no, I ain't. No, I ain't. I can shut shit down because I don't have to allow it.
Right. And we don't have to allow it because, what was it that, it was that quote, why do I keep attracting the same, was it the same man or something? I don't know. I was listening to like a YouTuber. I think it was Abraham Hicks. And it was like, because you're putting the energy into it or something.
Right.
I don't really remember it.
So how to disconnect from that energy. Disconnect is
like,
cut that karmic tie.
Cut it out.
Like how to,
whatever that means.
That's good.
And being able to be calm can allow us to bring that light and heal others too.
Yes.
And even like your professional life or this of being like a healer. Like that, talking about that yoga situation that happened to me when normally I would have the women, they were being silly. They were cutting up and like over talking over me and everything. And normally I would have self-doubt and I would shut down and be like, okay, I'm not doing this. Like, or my training's not good enough, or I'm not good enough for these women, or I'm not good enough to do this, or like, so I'm not going to teach yoga right now. But that didn't happen because I had y'all in my head that you are loved, you're abundant, you're strong, you're stable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, working on this root chakra, taking that Hoover, working through that, I realized they're not cutting up and being silly because of me, because I'm not good enough. They're not ready to receive.
Yes.
So then keep moving on and basically getting on damn ego. And as a Leo, my ego is always there.
Your ego is huge as a Leo. I get it, sister. Fuck.
And so it was like being brave. And like I've kind of noticed with Leos, I mean, our ego's there and we're like, oh, look at my beautiful mane. I'm so awesome. I'm so beautiful. Look at me. Shower me with love. But then... we're wanting others to shower us with love because we're not grounded. I'm not connected. So I don't need that. I can be like, I'm going to show you my badass.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you who I am. All right. Y'all can be silly. All right, bitches, we're done. This is what we're doing now. This is how we're doing it. Oh, wait a minute. But I don't have to be like, meow. Now they're wanting it. They're wanting the mimosa. Okay, so grab your mimosa. Come on, let's do boat. Oh, I'm still bringing yoga to you. Ha, 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 ha. And so.
Learning to just live in the moment and like allowing the flow of whatever is to be.
And not be attached.
Yes.
Always stay detached and observant.
Yeah,
and
always.
Feeling. Feeling the energy.
And being grounded in the observation of knowing. You're strong. Now I'm strong enough to carry what the universe has. What does it need at this moment to continue?
Yes. What does it need in this moment? And you were there to deliver what these women needed in that moment. Whatever it looked like, it was you were delivering what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
You were.
And the one thing that y'all bringing us at this time, my story's a little different. I mean, I had trauma in my childhood, but then my married life has been pretty good. I mean, typical, what would you think, suburban story. Oh, I met my husband in college at a card game and he was wearing a Fox shirt. And then we got married. He went into the military. We've been married for 20 years in our white picket fence. But
so, I mean, you do have a really good view from your backyard. Right, I will say you have a beautiful backyard view though, Misty.
Yes, you do.
I enjoy your backyard view. Mm-hmm.
But there's more to it. I lost myself in that moment. I became mother. I became
wife
and overprotective mother because of the trauma.
Right.
Right. Not wanting her to have the same life I had of a deadbeat dad, or, you know, so forth, so forth. But now I have to be selfish, and it's hard. Be selfish on, okay, I'm healing that root chakra. I am strong. I am loved. I can show that I am confident and strong, so she, my daughter, can be confident and strong.
Yes, sister. Yes, and that's, yes, that's exactly what we are here to do, and to lead our little women that we created, you know, to be strong, be brave.
Our legacy.
Our legacy is strong.
Be selfish. Think of ourselves first so that we can... And it's not selfish because we're continuing that legacy.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I did too. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. So, what's been really brought up this week for you with your root chakra? Because, I mean, I definitely want to talk about my body and my vessel, but what you?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, are you sure you don't want to kind of go and talk about...
That was the main thing, of just needing to be strong and know that I am loved so I can be strong.
Yeah.
And I am worthy. And that's just the big thing, of just taking away from that fear, knowing that I'm worthy. Big things are happening, so I can start going into different business ventures with yoga, and worthy enough to know that I can go continue my education for counseling, that I am strong in my career. Yeah, safe. That I am a good teacher, and I don't have to think of any negativeness, because that's continuing being helper and everything.
And your cards that you pulled was releasing the negativity, releasing the negative. And you are on a path of, I'm not bringing negative into this. I am focusing solely on what I want to heal, the divine path I'm taking, that I'm creating, because you're the creatrix of your life.
Right. And the stronger that we're closer, negative energy is going to come up. It's going to try to pull you back.
Uh-huh.
And growing up Christian, you know, that was the devil. Well, whatever you believe it is, devil, negative energy, more you're doing good, negativeness is going to try to pull you down. It's that ebb and flow.
Yeah.
And so it's been coming through my 80-year-old mother, of her negativity, and I've been on her so hard, and I realized it's not about her. It's not about me. It's that negativity coming up, and I'm shutting it down. No, this is not funny. You might say it's a joke. It's not a joke.
It's not funny to me.
No, positivity is going to rule in my life.
Yeah. Good for you. Well, you set your boundaries, and you don't let people cross them, because when you do, then you get resentful.
Yes.
We don't want to be resentful. We don't want to live in that kind of thing. Yeah. So we're going to set boundaries, and we're going to make sure people understand that they're not there to hurt them. They're there to protect us. Period.
Exactly.
Period.
Period. Period. Not about them. Not about me. It's just about healing.
Yeah. What worked for me?
What works for me?
Mm-hmm. And what else?
Right? That don't work for me, so bye.
Yeah. What works for me might not work for you, but it works for me.
I know that's right. You know, this week has really been red for me. I've seen red a few times. I felt red a few times. I truly embodied the fire this week, and truly envisioned me rooting into my vessel, my temple. And I said, my body, my vessel, my soul, my anchor, you know, I want to anchor myself into this reality so I can participate fully. I was like, I am yearning to connect and anchor into my roots, and to establish like a safety net of trust. You know, I want to protect and choose to love and to learn it. Like, I want to choose consciously to love and to learn it. I want to be connected to my anchor, to this reality, which is my vessel, my temple, my body. You know, I found the desire to look at myself and truly love the whole ass woman, goddess, and creatrix standing in my universal power this week. I united the goddess code within me. I said, hello, DNA. We activating. I remember when I initiated activation with my Kundalini, and that was through the Divine Lotus with Leticia at a breathwork class. Yeah.
Mine too.
So
we had the same. Well, not the same, but...
We had the same, but different experience. Yes. Yeah. So I was thinking about that this week, and I thought about what that felt like in my body. And to remember, like, I remember feeling what it was like to activate my Kundalini. And I was like, why have I been so disconnected from my body? And it's because I've been on a spiritual fucking journey, ladies. So I've been up here. I've been up here. I've been out of body, and it was like asking myself to, hey, come, can you come back down to the vessel? Can you come back down to the temple? And can you be here? And can you surrender to these now moments? And I was like, I mean, I guess, God, like I just do the most up here. I just be up here in the most. So I did. I was like, okay, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you, body. I hear you, body. I hear you, body. I love you, body. I love you, body. I'm here. I'm here with you. And so I loved myself this week, ladies. I loved myself this week. I connected back with my body. Every day I found a new way to spend time with myself. I found a new way to protect myself. I found a new way to congratulate myself for all the hard work that this body has done to be in this reality. I told myself, Roots, you are hydrated. Roots, you are strong. Roots, you are the anchor. And I repeated in my mirror every day, I am grounded, I am rooted, I am the fire. I hold my Palo Santos chakra, my red chakra, Palo Santos, and I would burn it, and I would look at myself in my mirror, and I would be naked sometimes in the flesh, and I would sometimes have my robe on, and I would look at myself, and I would truly see myself, and I would tell myself, you are so beautiful to choose to be here, and you are so beautiful to choose to birth children into this reality, and you are so beautiful that you choose to walk this path and to choose to be here and to take this journey with you two women is what I envisioned. Is I envisioned this practical magic to say, you know, like, and so in those moments, you know, all of this is leading into, I told myself, you are going to practice a sacred ancient ritual this week, and you are truly going to get back to your roots. And I said, you're not going to back down this time from standing in your universal goddess power. So I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So to connect with my roots and my body, I practice an ancient form of magic. I stepped all the way out of what my version of and in was, like what I was in my way of, like, I knew that as long as I could create this magical moment of manifestation, I knew I was truly connecting with myself. I'm like, if I can manifest and I can do this sacred, you know, ritualistic practice, then I prove to myself that I am grounded and I am rooted and I do feel safe enough to practice in this body. And so that's what I did. I practice a really true form of intimacy to myself, you know. It was profound. This act of intimacy that I created was a profound moment. It was a moment to be present, and it was a moment to surrender to the flow of what the medicine truly is, and that is me. I am the medicine. This manifestation and this ritual was something more than I could have ever envisioned to connect with. It connected me back to my body, and it connected me beyond of the shadow of a doubt of what I've held in my root chakra.
I've held so many blockages that I have put there by other people's false narrative stories.
Yes.
And so, yeah. And so I really dug deep into those false narratives and pulled them out. And then Thursday and Friday, I practiced that ritual and it was like, something busted wide open for me. I mean, it was like, this is what magic truly feels like when you connect it with energy. Like, it was just like this book of shadows and these profound moments that I've allowed myself to be involved in. And then I'm basking in all of this love come Friday of this week, you know? Mm-hmm. Friday morning is beautiful, and then Friday leads me into Friday evening where I get to be with my mentor, my sisters, and we get to have this moment of like, it was profound. It was these moments where we were like, whoa, spirit is here. And yes. Always.
Yes.
And that moment where we experience spirit coming and being with us in a brewery.
Yes.
It was like, I am connected to my body because I am super aware. I allowed my body to trigger into the depth of my core that, hey, there's a spirit here and this spirit has a message. And we all three completely looked at each other at the same time. And that's when I said, oh, whoop, there it is. Mm-hmm. Whoop, there it is. Like, I was like boom shakalaka dancing inside because you
dripping in sweat.
Yes.
It was, yes.
You were aware of that moment. Yes. That to me was like, we are grounded. We are rooted. We are anchored because we experienced this spiritual moment and was able to bring it here to this reality and say, did you feel that? Mm-hmm. And you said, do you feel that? And I'm like, did you? And be you, Ramona, we all felt it. Mm-hmm. We knew. And in that moment, I said, ah, that's that creatrix body work that I've been doing with the root chakra. That's that back to self, back to source, yes. Knowing I can, we can pick up on these divine spiritual moments and still be here. Mm-hmm. Because that's part of that shadow for me. I was so up here, I couldn't be here. Rooted, anchored,
grounded.
I am still the fire. So that moment happened. It was just like, whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. I spent the week moving my body, dancing. We went to the sauna. We got on the treadmill. We moved our body. We sweat that shit out. We got red. I took a detox bath. Woo, boy howdy. It was Saturday morning. I took this detox bath and I put all the things in it, you know, that make me detox. And oh my God, my whole body was red and I couldn't breathe. And I was in this bath for almost an hour and a half and it was hot and it was suffocating. But what it did was it detoxed me and it released me and my body turned red. When I got out, I was like, motherfucking root chakra. Like, I'm looking at myself naked in the mirror and I'm like, this is red. This is the root. This was that cleanse that I was looking for. And I kind of, you know, cleansed myself. And, you know, Thursday evening, I had done a full ass ceremony for myself in front of my altar where I cleansed my body. I energetically, you know, cleansed myself. I pulled in all of the highest and greatest good. You know, I called in those codes and those activations and I spoke light and love into myself and I used that Palo Santos and I was very mindful. And, you know, this week has just proved to me that I can and I will.
Right.
And I am. And I felt so empowered and it felt so good to come to today, you know, with all of my modality, my practitioner things, you know, the things that I find sacred. And that was so we could do manifestation protection jars for our root chakra from the work we just did for all week. You know, like this was, I wanted to come like bringing these things because I felt so empowered to share with you women. This is what I've been working on all week. This is where it starts, is in them roots. Mm-hmm. This is it. We can always come back to this time and place by what we're going to create together today.
And that's going to be these herbs, these things from mama, you know, where we are grounded and we are rooted. And I'm so excited to share this time with you. And I'm so happy that we get to unlock ourselves and we get to free ourselves. What I really learned in this last week was I needed to love my vessel more. And I needed to allow myself to understand that this temple is a whole goddess temple. And I attract like beings. And you two women are whole ass goddesses. So thank you for choosing.
And so are you.
I know. So thank you for choosing to be on this journey with me and connect. Because I wanted to say, when I was in that detox bath, you can see your energy. Did you know that if you like look and you just watch, you can see how the water moves?
You're right.
And so, I watched it.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I do that, but I didn't realize why I was doing that.
Yeah.
And then I felt connected with it, and it's swirling. And even when I turned off the jets to the tub, it was still swirling and going, and then just kind of came together and went apart.
So I don't get to take baths, because when I remodeled my restroom, my son, I was just like, I'm never gonna take a bath, you know.
Right.
I was like, I'm gonna get a stand up shower, a fancy one, you know. But anyways, but my ritual is like, I take, like, I like the energy you're saying, like, so I take really hot showers.
Yeah.
You know. And mm-hmm. So my favorite, you know, one of my rituals that my cleansing is, I go and I give myself a full cleanse energetically, like with Reiki. And so there's times where, you know, that it's so, for living alone, my water bill is pretty high. But I get my water, like, mm-hmm. for like 10 minutes, let it steam.
Yeah.
You know, so when I get in there, you know, I start doing the cleansing. So when I'm moving the energy, like, around me, it gets really cold. And so then I get under the water and I allow the shower to, like, you know, pour over me. And so mm-hmm. then I can still feel the, like, it's like kind of coldness, but also the heat coming from my head. It's so
amazing.
Amazing. Yes. So like, you guys can see it like in the water, but I can feel it.
Yeah.
With the water. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense.
It's so weird. I think this is why we're a triangle, because every time y'all talk about something, I'm like, I do both. I do a little bit of what Christy does, a little bit of what Holly does. Because, yeah. I mean, I have the bathtub, and I put, you know, the salt and stuff in there. Oh, gosh, what is that called? The
Epsom salt?
Epsom salt, yeah, with the lavender. But then I also have a stand-up shower. And that's what I use daily. And I was having the negative energy from my mom. And I was feeling like maybe I attacked her too hard. Maybe I was, again, doubt. And then you guys came across my text, like y'all do. And it was, I think, was it Kali that you sent? My phone's dead.
Was it Kali?
Yeah.
I
don't remember which one. I think it was.
It was either Kali or Ganesh. Cause,
it was Kali.
Okay.
And it was funny that it was Kali at that moment, because I'm like, yeah, I just bit everybody's head off. Or not everybody's, but hers.
I'm coming and destroying.
I just cut her head off and cut that negativity. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, hang on. And then, but the self-doubt come in, because, you know, we're taught as women, we're supposed to be protecting our baby. And I have this elderly mom, so I protect my husband, I care for my husband, I care for my daughter. Now, I'm supposed to care for her too, but bless you. It was doing it in a different way, and then got in the shower. And got on the rocks and connected.
Yeah.
And said, and got in my Tadasana pose, my mountain pose. And if any of you guys, probably nobody listening here is taking any of my yoga classes, but if you take a beginner one with me, that's the first thing we do. You put your pinky toe down, your next toe. And so I was putting all the toes down and connecting to Mother Earth, connecting
ten
to those
deep
10 toes deep in those river rocks on the bottom of my shower that came from nature. And it's like connecting to those river rocks and then getting into Kundalini, putting that energy right there in that root chakra, and then allowing the water to distill any negativity And like you said, that water becomes cold, and that energy, and just letting it go. And then I'm grounded. I'm strong. This is my essence, my true essence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Giving yourself that time and space to just be in the water, be in the nature of the rocks, because those rocks have so much memory in them.
That's true.
Yeah, they do. I remember watching it on Frozen, actually.
Yes! Oh my god, yes! And that's little rock people, yes!
And that's when I fell in love with rocks. I was like, that's my shit right there. And I was like, yes. I'm looking at the rocks and crystals now.
That's true.
For me, I went into nature, back to Sulphur Lake, yeah. And then I also connected with my body after I connected with nature and Mother Earth, and I was out there and I grounded myself, and I climbed up this little rock. Yeah. So,
what was the, was it in the Little Niagara area of Sulphur?
Yes.
It was that same area?
Yes. Okay. It was almost like when you go into that hiking where you go to the Buffalo Springs and it's like going towards the exit.
That's my favorite spot of Little Niagara. Yeah.
Oh, the rock area?
The rock.
We got to go out there.
Yeah, we got to go back because we didn't get to experience it.
We didn't get to because me and you went out there.
Yeah. So we'll go back. We'll plan to go back.
Yes.
So I also connected with my body, and I danced. I moved my body with dancing and just connecting back to, you know, my one self. Like I wanted to know and to feel safe and connected to my body, and just to be able to experience that I love myself. I love myself, and I am this, you know, goddess that is coming into light, and I'm connected, I'm safe, and I'm brave. Yeah. And that's, you know, I've been on this journey alone. Not alone, but in the beginning, I'm not going to say alone. Let's cancel that. So what I mean is, like, you know, in the beginning,
you chose this journey.
I chose this journey.
Yes, you did.
I did. So I just connected back. I was just dancing, and I, you know, connected back to my Kundalini energy, boy, because I was just like on fire.
Yeah.
You know, and I was, you know, kind of connecting like back to like, you know, just letting go and releasing just what no longer served me, and just enjoying myself, my body, and just watching myself in the mirror, and I'm like, dang, get it, girl.
I feel like there was so much self-doubt released this week between all three of us.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, you know, you always, you know, you, when you're in the energy, you know, you feel sexy, you feel like you love yourself, you love every bit of your body, and, you know, what we, you know, input in our vessel is very important. Mm-hmm. So, you know, very conscious of what I was eating. You know, I was fasting. We went to the gym, you know, did some sauna, and I also did some yoga poses. But mostly, I did a lot of singing and a lot of just, you know, dancing and getting down. While I'm dancing, I'm consciously giving myself an energy healing there at the root, and just sending that energy with my eyes closed, because I found that when I close my eyes, I can sing better, and when I dance, I can also sing. I like to have my eyes closed.
Yeah,
I like a static dance. I'm the same way.
Yeah, I've never done a static dance, but I do a static dance at my house.
Yeah, yeah, we've actually been talking about.
And that's what I've been kind of just embracing, like the static dance, the movement, the, you know, just going with the flow. And, you know, and I have a thought, you know, you might see me one day have a video, because I have a thought, you know, but it's beautiful, and just trying to like learn and feeling safe in my own body.
Yes.
And knowing that I'm safe. I'm safe to feel what I feel in that moment and be able to know how to release it.
Yes.
You know, so it taught me that this week too, you know, because of the some events that I was, you know, challenges that I faced with, you know, and I was like, no, I am safe. I am grounded. Like, I am the creator, mm-hmm. you know, so it's going to go this way. It's almost shifting, like, your shift, like, shifting the energies, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to stay very grounded. And but at the same time, you know, I was embracing, like, my body and moving it. And I embraced red. You seem...
Girl, yes.
I had red almost all. I had, you know, I embraced it. That was my mom's favorite color.
Red?
It was red.
Yes. Red always has been like, I will always do the, yes, mm-hmm. the red toenail polish, yeah. fingernail polish, and red lipstick, mm-hmm. or the rouge.
Yeah.
I yes. love a good red lippy.
So, you know, it's I felt very grounded, and, I learned a lot, this week. And I let go a lot, and I released a lot. And one of my favorite things to do is also, like, I like to take a shower, and because I'm in there for like 30 minutes singing or dancing or, and you know, just connecting back to my self, and knowing that I am grounded and I can live this.
Human experience or human condition.
Yes, you know, I've learned to be able to balance.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
So that's what I experienced this week. And then, you know, I experienced what we experienced Friday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and you know, you can never really explain the feeling, you know what I mean? But you can tell by people's reactions and stuff. But it's almost like it was just a different feeling, you know?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful feeling. I'm gonna tell you, it's a beautiful feeling because, like, you know, like I tell you, I was very connected to my mom, and when she passed, I felt her. You know,
yeah.
So to feel the spirit again, it was just like, oh, beautiful. It was beautiful.
So it was beautiful.
It was a special moment.
It was special for me to watch you get so emotional. You know, I just want to bring that to the surface because you were able to transmute the pain that was connected to not physically being there. And I appreciate that about you because I know that you do that a lot with who you are and on your modality of what you practice. So I want to step in and, you know, kind of just say, you know, thank you for taking the opportunity to transmute what you did in that moment, because I sure as fuck didn't want to cry. I was trying to hold it together. All I knew is that she was there and she was like, hey, that's my baby.
Yeah.
That's my, you guys, do you see him? Oh my God. And when Desperado came on and we both, all three of us, felt in that moment where she, you know what part I'm talking about. You better let somebody love you before it's too late. Mm-hmm. And all three of us in that moment felt her connect us with what she felt in that moment. So thank you for being the one who chose to transmute it by tear.
Thank you.
Because it was tough for me to feel that.
Yeah, no, I felt
every emotion that you needed to feel for her not being there physically.
In the picture I saw on Facebook, I felt some strong energy. Like, you could just see y'all. And, of course, I was sad. Like, oh, I'm missing it. I want to be there with them.
You had the FOMO.
But, yeah. Like, you could see there was something there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
100%.
100%. And then, you know, it's just allowing to feel safe, you know, knowing that, you know, to be able to feel safe and grounded and to be able to experience that, you know, was beautiful for me. And also, you know, I experienced this, and then, you know, I go home and I have a different life, and I'm able now to be able, like, to use my same modalities and be able to still balance myself. And that there really helped me embrace and heal what I needed to heal and get back grounded to be here, to be adventurous and a servant to others.
Yes! Go away!
Ay-ay-ay! So, yeah. Thank you all.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, guys.
But thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you all.
Yeah. Does anyone else have anything they want to share? Anything? Mm. Anything that happened this week? Or, because...
just, like, the same things, you know. Being grounded with mountain pose. And every time I would do that, it was seeing the red, too.
Yeah.
And I didn't sit down as much as I should have.
It's all a learning process.
Yeah. But definitely would. I didn't pull any cards this week, and I should have. But apparently those cards were the ones I needed a while ago.
You're damn right. Right. Yeah. You got what you needed.
But I did it more through meditation and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I did a lot of.
And working out, too.
Working out, you know, just. It's for me, it's the intention behind. Like, you know,
everything you do.
If you had intentions, you know, yes, that's okay. You know, because there was times where I would go in my healing room and I would sit there, you know. And then, you know, I had the kids that are staying there. And so, you know, we would play with the instruments. And it also allowed me to heal my inner child, too. Like,
yes. Thank you for speaking on that. Heal your inner child. You did.
Yeah. Love, you know, all kids need is love. And I'm mm-hmm. able to provide that for them, you know, because that's where we lacked.
Yeah.
And so, like, so it's all about accepting. And for me, it was about accepting who I was and where I came from and who I'm becoming and who I am now.
Yes.
Surrender to the flow.
And I'm surrendered to the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, ladies, for sharing.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So thank next you. Week, we are stepping into our sacral. Holy shit.
Oh.
Yes. We got some trauma to heal, ladies. Yes.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Y'all ready to pull out the shadows from the sacral?
Man.
And heal?
I don't know if that... shadow book is going to catch on fire.
I hope it does. Yes. Can let it burn.
Let it burn.
Okay, ladies, I love you so much. Thank you for being here with me in these now moments.
Thank you, Misty.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Divine Higher Self.
Thank you.
All right, bye, ladies. Bye, gentlemen. Bye. Roots are healthy when the whole system is working together, not leaving any part of it out. This current journey through my root has been one of conscious surrender to the moment and to be aware. Choosing to look at the shadows hiding in my core at the starting point. To love and to hold space for me to grow strong with strong roots. Will I see them and will I nurture them? Yes. Yes, I will. I am. I nurture my roots and I love my temple. I love you, little Al. 7 Root Chakra Affirmations. I am grounded and rooted in this present moment. I am peaceful, grounded, protected, and secure. I have everything that I need. I am inherently abundant and eternally safe. I stand tall on my ancestors' shoulders. I love being in my body. I am at peace with the material world in which I live.
I am confident. I trust myself. I am grateful. I am protected. I am wealthy. I love life. And I am loved. 7 root chakra affirmations. Thank you.
7 root chakra affirmations. I have a right to be here. I am free of fear and anxiety. I am safe and grounded in the now. I am strong, steady, and grounded. I am steady, calm, and strong. I have everything I need. I'm wealthy. I am always supported and protected. Namaste.
Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us while we went over our amazing deep dive into our root chakra and what all we did. We hope to see you next week for the sacral chakra. Bye!